Welcome to Cosmic Diaries.
This is Priya Kale, your astrologer. And welcome to a brand new week and brand new cycle and brand new astrological year. We're looking at the astrology for April 1st to April 7th. And
the 2nd of April marks Gudi Padwa, the Hindu New Year. So a very happy new year to you. It's another monumental week with major planetary aspects and shifts. Because April 1st marks the Aries new moon, and this new moon is in conjunction to Chiron and Mercury, the planet of communication, suggesting there's a profound opportunity to heal old wounds, especially any childhood wounds, childhood trauma. On a physical level, there can be healing as well as an emotional, mental, and spiritual level. And with Mercury's presence in this configuration, it certainly speaks of healing our communication patterns, and most importantly, our perception and the mind. So paying attention to our mental health and being aware of our mental health. Because with Chiron, the key is awareness, and awareness is key. Chiron's symbol being the key. And in Aries especially, this is about self-awareness, because Aries is a sign of the self. There are wounds that are surfacing. There's a need for awareness so we can heal them rather than unconsciously perpetuating cycles of wounding and self-destructive behavior. And it's crucial this week because Mars, the ruler of Aries, is moving to a conjunction to Saturn, following in the footsteps of Venus, because Venus made a conjunction to Saturn last week, bringing us some difficult lessons. We've seen this play out even on the world stage at the Oscars. So as Mars approaches Saturn and we're in this new cycle, there's a need to embody the lessons that we've recently learned and learned over the past year and perhaps distant past as we move ahead. And this will call for humility and accepting our own shortcomings and our own faults and taking responsibility for ourselves and our own lives rather than burdening others with our expectations and expecting others to live life according to our rules. This is about knowing our own boundaries and knowing the self. When we accept our limitations, we can move beyond them. This is really a humbling and a growing moment. It's time to grow up. Also this week, the Sun conjuncts Mercury and Venus changes signs. So there are major shifts happening and there are deep truths coming through. And not all of these may be easy to digest. Awareness can be painful at times, but it is the first step towards healing. As much as doors are closing, there are new doors opening. And this is a chance to leave behind a burden or heavier part of your past, to find your own integrity and authenticity, and to reclaim your authority in your life, to live your own life by your rules, and find autonomy. And you hold the key to unlocking any door that's been shut through with your self-awareness. Then there can be progress rather than hitting a wall. And above all, the message of this new moon is very loud and clear. Healer, heal thyself. So let's break it all down and take it day by day. So pay attention to where you have Aries in your chart, because you're entering a brand new cycle now, offering the potential for deep healing. The aspects surrounding the new moon will seed the energy for at least 2 weeks at a time. So pay attention to what's unfolding right now and the seeds you're planting over the coming days, because this is not just a new cycle for the next 2 weeks, but this is the new astrological year. And the message of the planets is clear. Healer, heal thyself. Because otherwise we're going to be projecting our wounds out onto the world. And this can very easily become a very self-destructive force. Because this is very fiery, passionate, primal energy. And as I've mentioned before, with fire you can really get something cooking or you can burn the house down. It's a matter of how we channel it. So move slowly as you enter this week, and above all, practice self-awareness and humility. Then you can pass through these gates and this test relatively unscathed and stronger for it, rather than feeling like you're having a breakdown or running against a wall or feeling blocked. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's a cardinal sign and it's a fire sign, and it initiates things. So pay attention to what you're initiating now. Chiron really, I mean, I am writing a book on it right now, but Chiron is commonly known as the wounded healer. And while you can read up on its mythology and gain a lot of insight from that,
Chiron really speaks of our connection with the divine, and it's like an energetic umbilical cord. But when we lose our connection with the divine, it's like pinching off this cord and this vital source of energy, which then leads to very real physical health problems, or then, you know, can manifest in terms of a sense of isolation, depression, addictions, or a sense of chaos and wounding. So above all, anyway, a new moon is a time to go inward. And this one especially is asking that we move inward and stay connected with, reconnect and stay connected with the innermost divine self and allow it to move you and move through you. Be a child in this universe, because you're never really separated from the divine mother. And Chiron can really often really speaks of a primal wounding that we all share. And this is the pain of separation from the mother. And in reality, we're never really separate from the divine mother. So it's about trust. Aries asks for trust, and to be in this, especially at the time of a new moon, we're like newborn children in this world. And there's a need to trust the universe that it knows what's best for you. The divine mother knows what's best for you better than you do, and knows what you need better than you know it. Because ultimately, this world is a divine play, and it's all designed to help you grow and realize yourself. This is your journey of self-realization. So it will call for that immense trust in the universe, and most importantly, in yourself as well. We're never given more than we can handle, but really we don't have to handle anything. We just have to keep self-awareness, because Chiron at the end of the day speaks of an inner experience rather than anything external. And any conjunction, especially at the time of a new moon, is unconscious, because it's the beginning of a journey, and this is the beginning of a fool's journey. So it's the beginning of a whole new life and way of being, in a way that's more authentic and being true to yourself. So as you enter this new moon, move inward and ask and strengthen your connection with that divine spark within. Ask yourself, who am I? Who am I beyond all my identifications? My name, my profession, my identity, my family, my relationships. Who am I beyond all of that? This new moon was also conjunct Mercury. And full disclosure, I have this exact aspect in my chart. I was born at a new moon in conjunction to Mercury and Chiron, only it was in Taurus. So in many ways, I'm very familiar with this energy. But at the same time, it's always just really hard to put it into words, because ultimately feelings are the realm of experience, and words at best we can use to communicate how we feel. Even then, we can't always expect everyone to understand how we feel, because words fall short of experience. So at best we can have more empathy in general, but also a need for awareness of our boundaries, so we aren't taking on more than we can handle and then crumbling under the weight of it. All this said, this is a chance to release the past, close the door on the past, as we make a brand new start, in awareness of all the lessons that we've learned and are learning, and in awareness of how we want to show up. It doesn't matter how somebody else behaves. What matters is how we react or respond to situations. One of the most powerful teachings is non-reaction. I mean, I could certainly embody that better myself, because full confession, last week was certainly not my most shining moment. I lost my cool, and it's been a humbling time for me as well. So I'm learning my lessons, and I'm offering you the same advice, which is learn your own lessons, because we can't expect the world to be different, and we can't expect that the world will always understand us either. But as long as you're being true to yourself and being honest about where you need to change and what you need to release, there can be growth. And consider these growing pains, really. So this new moon takes place on the 1st of April. As April 2nd progresses, the moon will sextile Venus, and then the Sun and Mercury both conjunct Chiron. So these are all these lessons that are coming home. We're feeling raw, we're feeling sensitive. So be gentle with yourself. And try to be gentle with others as well, because everyone's feeling raw right now and sensitive. For healing to occur, we really have to create space for it and allow for time to do its thing.
Charon was the wounded healer. He was a superlative healer, but he was wounded in the foot by a poison arrow, and he was unable to heal himself. And this made him a better healer. So there's a level of, again, empathy that's being called for, but at the same time, awareness of our own wounds and boundaries. And, you know, like a surgeon can't really operate on themselves, there may be an element that you can't really work on an unconscious sense of wounding, but at the same time, if we can allow the space and time for wounds to heal, then healing can happen. And what's important is that we're not picking at scabs or poking at wounds, ours or others. So move gently over these couple of days, but there are deep truths that are coming home, and it's important now that you're just being honest with yourself and looking inward rather than externally at other people's stuff. Then late on the 2nd of April, the moon enters Taurus, and later that evening, the sun will conjunct Mercury in Aries. So listen to the conversations that you're having, listen to your inner dialogue, pay attention to how you communicate. It's not just what we say, it's how we say it. And without that self-awareness, we could end up saying things that we don't really mean, especially if we're feeling hurt and angry. Sometimes it may be better to just take time away and cool off and say nothing at all. But even if that's not always possible, if you're feeling provoked, then try to avoid reacting. Again, non-reaction really is the key. It's of course not easy, especially in Aries, which is a hot sign and a very hot-headed sign. So it could be easy to lash out, but which is why we're looking at the astrology to kind of give us that heads up that we're moving through a very precarious climate right now. And really, when we hurt others, we really end up hurting ourselves, because Aries is a sign of oneness, and there is, in reality, no other. Everything is only the self, the greater divine self. So at best, we can let go of our egos and allow a greater universal force to flow through us and life to happen through us, rather than trying to impose our will on life and existence, because anytime we do that, we're bound to lose. We are like cells in this great universal body. We're each individual and unique, but we are part of a greater whole and the whole of existence. So be honest with yourself, and then you can be honest with others. That's really the bottom line. On April 2nd, the moon enters Taurus, and then the moon continues to move through Taurus on the 3rd of April and the 4th of April. And we're moving through a lot of stuck energy. Also on the 4th of April, with the moon in Taurus, Mars meets Saturn. Move really slowly and steadily. Slow and steady wins the race, and this really isn't a race or a competition. This is about you being your best self, and really, wherever you're feeling pressured or rushed for time, haste makes waste, you know. So you'd rather just move slowly and let go of any sense of urgency and just do your best, rather than push or aggravate a delicate situation that's slowly unfolding. And I've been talking about this, the Mars-Saturn conjunction, since the beginning of the forecast. But this is the major aspect of the week, moving us over a threshold. And first, let's talk about the moon in Taurus at this time. There's a need for groundedness and humility and patience and digging deep for our values, our core values, beyond the surface. It's about being real rather than surface pleasantries. And again, that does not mean that you go in like a raging bull if something has upset you, but also understand that when provoked to beyond a limit, it can be easy to just snap, which is why, again, there's the need for self-awareness, because otherwise we're going to engage in behavior that's ultimately self-destructive. But the more patient you can be and detached you can be, you can find a way to rise above anything that's triggering you. And think of this, you know, we are moving to this Mars-Saturn conjunction, which, as I've spoken before, Saturn is the planet of time, gateways. It's the teacher of the zodiac, and it teaches us tough life lessons. But Saturn, where we're willing to humble ourselves and learn the lessons, we will be rewarded, and Saturn will elevate us. Mars, being the ruler of Aries, is a very fiery planet. Sometimes Mars can be very immature energy. The symbol for Aries is the ram, and if you've noticed the ram, they'll ram into things. So although the temptation may be to just butt heads or go charging into what's in our way, the Taurus moon is asking for patience and to move slowly, because the door is slowly opening anyway, and this is a test of your integrity. With Mars meeting Saturn now, there is that element of having the need to grow up and the need to assume more responsibility for our own actions and our own behavior and the way we show up in the world. So no matter what is unfolding in your life, this really is about you. Not in a selfish way, although yes, sometimes it is important to be selfish, but in a way that unless you're taking care of yourself, you can't really give to anyone else. So with the moon in Taurus, you know, making aspects as it conjuncts Uranus, squares Mars, sextiles Jupiter, squares Saturn, sextiles Neptune, trines Pluto, and then squares Venus all over April 3rd and 4th. Emotionally, we're moving through a lot of energy and we're moving through a lot of stuck emotions. It's time to let go of any stubbornness or holding on to things. But again, digging deeper for our values and allowing for some time and patience for old wounds to heal and for change to happen. And change does not mean anywhere externally. Again, this is about our inner sense of grounding. Then as we approach the 4th of April and Mars conjunct Saturn, there can be a sense of meeting a challenge in a way that aligns with our values, so we can move past the threshold and enter a new chapter of our lives. And really, this is a chance to leave the past behind. Whatever has happened, we can't change the past. And this is a chance to lay solid foundations based on your authenticity and integrity for the future that you're trying to build. So stay present, stay in the now, dig deep for your values, be humble, and you can enter this new chapter with more grace and with a feeling of being rewarded as you enter a new level of experience in your life. And it will be important to mention that with Mars and Saturn, they're known as the two malefics in the zodiac, which just means that they sometimes teach us harder lessons. So on a very physical level, pay attention when you're driving or doing any physical activity. And if there's physical pain, you know, make sure you're getting plenty of rest and taking care of yourself and your body first of all, because the moon is in Taurus and Taurus speaks of our physical body even. So make sure you're eating well, getting plenty of rest, and nourishing and nurturing yourself with what brings you a true sense of well-being. Surrounding yourself with people who share your values. That said, we may not always see eye to eye with people, but as long as there's mutual respect, we can agree to disagree and find a way forward that works for the highest and best of everyone involved. And as much as it could be easy to want to be stubborn and hold on to our position and dig our heels, remain detached with whatever's unfolding, and then it'll be easier to make this transition. Mainly let go of the need for validation for your existence and your sense of being. Ultimately, this is about you and your growth. Then trust the people that are right for you, the opportunities that are right for you, and the relationships that are right for you and align with your values and integrity will be strengthened. And make no mistake, we are deepening bonds now, built and deepening bonds of trust. And trust is built over time through consistency and action rather than with words. And the more self-acceptance you can have, you can extend that acceptance out to others, even if you don't agree with people. But then at least you know where to draw the line and what you want to leave behind and your own patterns that you're leaving behind and what you want to carry with you in this new cycle and new chapter. It's significant to note that this new moon is in conjunction with Chiron. So Chiron being a centaur, it's very suggestive of a higher consciousness arising out of our own primal nature. So keep your focus on yourself rather than others. Mars-Saturn conjunction takes place at 9:51 p.m. in New York and early on the morning of the 5th of April here in India at 7:21 a.m. And then immediately after, the moon squares Venus at 9:53 p.m. in New York. Just 2 minutes later, the moon will then enter Gemini at 11:04 p.m. in New York. And in the early hours of April 5th, in India. And with the moon in Gemini now, the energy is shifting. Where the past couple of days, there's been a heaviness in the air. Now things feel lighter. And there's a flurry of perhaps communication and thoughts and ideas that are coming through. But let go of entrenched beliefs and opinions and avoid going to extremes with anything, because the world isn't black and white and there is no right or wrong. What matters is if you're being authentic now and embodying the lessons that you've learned so far. This is also Venus's last day in Aquarius, and Venus will enter Pisces, where she is exalted at 11:17 a.m. on the 5th of April in New York, and at 8:47 p.m. in India. So first of all, with Venus in the final hours in Aquarius and the moon in Gemini, this is very airy mental energy. Venus's transit through Aquarius has brought us lessons of how connected we are with others in our life and the relationships that we value and what we value in our relationships as well. And the more we can allow space and detachment for old wounds to heal now, there can be real healing. Because as Venus enters Pisces, this is the sign of her exaltation. And where Pisces is the most healing sign of the zodiac, is the 12th sign of the zodiac, and it's pure divine energy and pure consciousness. So Venus in Pisces is the love that the Creator has for all of us. It's the heart of the goddess. And it's about finding this same unconditional love in our own hearts for everyone, starting with ourselves, love and acceptance for ourselves, and then it'll be easier to find that in our relationships with others. Venus is the planet that rules our relationships, money, creativity, and all matters of the heart. And Pisces, again, is the sign that rules spirituality and unconditional love. But it also invites us to move beyond appearances and the veil of Maya that separates us from each other, and to peer deep into the heart and soul of things and of situations and of people. No one is essentially bad. We're all an aspect of the divine, but none of us are perfect either. And the more we can accept our own and acknowledge our own errors and release the past, we can learn from it, because every experience is an experience to grow and evolve. And with the moon currently in Gemini, the moon over the 5th and 6th will move through Gemini. With the moon moving through Gemini at this time, over the 5th and the 6th, and as Mercury sextiles Saturn early on the 7th, Gemini being the sign of communication and information, this is a chance to reach a deeper understanding within ourselves and perhaps communicate more honestly with others and find a sense of healing. But again, it's important that we're letting go of our beliefs of things and opinions and being willing to move through something with an open mind and being true to ourselves about how we feel. Then it will be easier to communicate with others. And part of this, for healing to happen, part of this involves learning to listen as well. Then there can truly be an exchange and understanding of the real depth of situations and the real depth of your own emotions in your own heart. Also, as the moon moves through Gemini on the 6th of April, it will square Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces. And later this month, next week, as Jupiter and Neptune make a conjunction in Pisces, this is a rare conjunction, one that happens about once every 20 years. And in astrology, rarity racks up points. So this is heralding a whole new era. And we're coming to a deeper understanding of the potential of situations. And we're seeing that life isn't black and white. It has infinite shades of gray and the rainbow in between. So the more we can let go of our beliefs and opinions of things, we can start to see reality for what it truly is and peer into the heart of situations. And then with the moon in Gemini, what we're really being faced is a choice about how we want to be and how we want to respond to situations and what we value, depending on what we value, which again is not right or wrong. It's just you living your most authentic life and being in no denial, because that's when we tend to feel disillusioned or disappointed, when reality does not seem to match up with our fantasies or assumptions of the situation. So most importantly, avoid projection and withdraw your projections for better or for worse, and allow time to teach you what it needs to teach you. Especially if you're not sure of something, let things unfold before you decide you think you know it all, because not everything is as it seems right now. And with Jupiter conjunct Neptune, there's infinite potential in situations, but there's also the potential to be swept away in our own illusions. And then there's plenty of fish in the sea, but there's sharks too, you know? It's a matter of, again, we don't see the world as it is, we see it as we are. So move beyond your own perceptions, then you can start to see reality. And if you're not sure of something, ask questions rather than make assumptions. Test the waters before you dive into something headlong. See how you feel, then you can navigate situations consciously and make choices about where you want to enter deeper and where you want to steer clear from. And that way you won't be in danger of missing out on an opportunity or getting in too deep. And you can be pleasantly surprised, because ultimately the universe only wants what's best for you. On the 7th of April, Mercury sextiles Saturn. Mercury is still in Aquarius and is the ruling planet of Gemini, where the moon is transiting. And with Mercury sextile to Saturn, this is a harmonious aspect. And there can be real, honest, direct communication now that actually helps us close a gap as we move ahead, because this is an opening sextile. So as much as we're leaving the past behind, we're also paving the way forward and shaping our future and reality with our choices. So keep an open mind, and you can make choices that work for you and align with your integrity and your most authentic self. Also, before I move ahead, Venus will be transiting Pisces all the way till the 2nd of May. And when it comes to creativity or finances, love, relationships, this is very dreamy energy, spiritual, romantic, creative, brimming with endless potential. Trust your heart above all. And Pisces is a very ethereal sign, so recognize that ultimately this is all a dream. And one day we'll be gone. This is the god or goddess's divine play. The best that we can do is play our part with as much integrity as possible and as much love as possible. Starting with that, having that love and compassion for yourself, then you can have that for everyone. So on the 7th, Mercury sextile, coming back to the 7th, Mercury sextile Saturn, allowing us to bridge a gap or have honest communication that strengthens our understanding of situations and shows us a new way forward. And then soon after that, the moon will enter Cancer on the 7th of April. And the moon continues to move through Cancer on the 7th and on the 8th of April, and then on the 9th of April. But the moon in Cancer really is bringing us to the first quarter of the moon, which will be exact on the 9th of April. So over the next few days, we are, of the 8th and 9th of April, we're moving through the first quarter of the moon. And this is a chance to make adjustments and course corrections, given what we've learned over the past week. The first quarter of the moon is the halfway point between the new moon and the full moon. If the new moon marks beginnings, full moon will bring situations to a peak and culmination. And the half moon, or the first quarter of the moon, is really that halfway point when we get a chance to make those adjustments, given what we've learned so far, so we can shape the coming future. Also on the 8th of April, Mercury will be sextile Mars after following its aspect to Saturn. And this is us really taking in the lessons that the recent Mars-Saturn conjunction has brought us. And there may be some truths to acknowledge. But again, avoid trying to personalize situations or personalize what is being said. Remain detached, then you can communicate honestly and gently. And if you're still feeling wounded or hurt about something, because the moon is in Cancer and we're feeling pretty emotional right now, so move in awareness of your own emotions, so then you won't be projecting them out on others. And if something hurts you, then you can communicate that honestly, or then take the time that you need to heal or process what's unfolding before you, and find a sense of emotional equilibrium before you move ahead. Moon in Cancer, you know, there may be situations now that are too close for comfort, but you've learned important lessons about your boundaries and limits. And again, we can't impose them on others, but we can take the space that we need to detach and find our center again and find our emotional balance again before we react to something prematurely. Then there can be the real potential to break old patterns and find new ways of expressing ourselves and channeling our emotions more effectively and constructively, so they can be a soothing force. And so we can be a healing presence in our lives and in others' lives, rather than projecting wounds out into the world or perpetuating self-destructive cycles. So as you can see, it's a big week and there are big lessons to be learned here. And as much as Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and there's a need now for us to be reborn and reconnect with that divine spark within and see the world through new eyes and return to our sense of innocence. But it's also, there's also a need now to grow up and be mature and be more detached from needing validation from other people for our own existence. It's about being true to yourself and being authentic to yourself and showing up in a more authentic way. You are the center of your world. I am the center of my world. And we don't see the world as it is, we see it as we are. So if there's something that's upsetting you, before pointing fingers, it's time to go inward. And I'm saying this to myself as much as I'm saying this to all of you. So with that, for the 100th time, you know, just move in self-awareness, move slowly, and we'll all get through this. Next week, Jupiter will conjunct Neptune, and I'll have a lot more to say about that. And there are, of course, other aspects developing. And the next new moon will be in Taurus at the end of the month, and that's an eclipse. So we're kind of entering, April brings us to eclipse season, and life is picking up pace as this new moon aligns. And the more you can empty out your ego, you can allow a greater divine force to work through you and work magic through you. So make no mistake, what's happening right now is part of a greater plan, and you are very much a part of this plan. This is about us reconnecting with our own sense of purpose so there can be healing. But I will stop on that note for now. I'm sure I will think of a lot more things to say later, but I have to trust that what's come through for now is what's needed, because again, with this new moon conjunct Chiron, really we're all getting a shot of medicine. But think of it, you know, even if something hurts you right now and if there's painful realizations coming through, think of it as the divine mother giving us an injection and a dose of medicine exactly where and what, where we need it the most, so there can be healing and growth. So if nothing else, trust that. And then of course, have more faith and trust yourself and your own abilities that you can rise to a challenge that's ahead of you right now. All right, I'm going to stop there for now, and apologies if this gets to you a little late. I am currently in Goa. The internet is really crappy, so I'm hoping I can upload this as soon as possible. So I thank you in advance for your patience, and I thank you as always for listening. And I really hope that you find these useful. And of course, if you're looking for a personal astrology consultation, I would love to work with you. You can email me at priya@cosmicdiaries.com. But please do be patient with me until about the 5th or 6th. I appreciate your patience. With that said, I will catch you again next week. Take care of yourself. Practice self-care. Be gentle with yourself and others, and I'm sending you all my love wherever you are. This is Priya signing off from Goa. Bye for now. Namaste.